Unit 12, the urinary system. The objectives for the urinary system include to define, understand, and correctly pronounce medical terms related to the urinary system, and to describe common diseases and conditions, laboratory and diagnostic procedures, medical and surgical procedures, and medications related to the urinary system. Anatomy of the urinary system. The primary function of the urinary system is to maintain the volume and levels of body fluids within normal limits by excreting waste. The urinary system consists of two kidneys, two ureters, the urinary bladder, and the urethra. The kidneys are bean-shaped organs, each about the size of your fist. They are located near the middle of the back, just below the rib cage. Inside each kidney, about a million tiny structures called nephrons filter blood. They remove waste products and extra water, which becomes urine. The urine flows through tubes called ureters to the bladder, which stores the urine until it is passed through the urethra. The urethra is a canal extending from the bladder to the outside for the discharge of urine. The kidney has several important functions that include the elimination of organic waste, the regulation of homeostasis in the body, the regulation of the acid-base balance, regulation of red blood cell production, the regulation of blood pressure, some influence over blood glucose and blood amino acids, the elimination of toxic substances, and they also act as endocrine glands. Although the urinary system has a major role in excretion, there are other organs that assist in the excretion of waste products. Two examples are the lungs, when they rid the body of carbon dioxide and water, and the skin, excreting waste through the sweat glands. The bladder is a hollow organ in your lower abdomen that stores urine. Some of the common conditions that can affect the bladder function are identified here. Cystitis is an infection in the urinary bladder. Acute cystitis occurs when the lower urinary tract, the urethra and the bladder, become infected by a bacteria. E. coli, a bacteria found in the intestine. Cystitis is rare in men, though. Urinary tract infections. UTIs are the second most common type of infection in the body. Symptoms include pain or burning when urinating, fever, tiredness or shakiness, frequency, which is the urge to use the bathroom often, pressure in your lower belly, urine that smells bad or looks cloudy or reddish, and sometimes nausea or back pain. Treatments include medications. Urinary incontinence refers to the loss of bladder control. Interstitial cystitis is a chronic problem in which the bladder wall can become inflamed and irritated, leading to frequent, painful urination. Diagnostic tests include urine tests, X-rays, an examination of the bladder wall with a scope called a cystoscope. The treatment varies depending on the cause of the problem. It may include medications and, in severe cases, surgery. Bladder cancer occurs in the lining of the bladder. It is the sixth most common type of cancer in the United States. Risk factors include smoking, exposure to chemicals in the workplace, family history of bladder cancer, and being an older white male. Symptoms include blood in your urine, frequency, painful urination, and low back pain. The treatments for bladder cancer include surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, and biologic therapy. The biological therapies use the body's immune system either directly or indirectly to fight cancer or to lessen the side effects that may be caused by some cancer treatments. A kidney stone is a solid piece of material that forms in the kidney from substances in the urine. It may be as small as a grain of sand or large as a pearl. Most kidney stones pass out of the body without assistance from a physician, but sometimes medical intervention is necessary when the stone blocks the flow of urine and causes great pain. This condition is referred to as nephrolithiasis. Symptoms include extreme pain in your back or side that will not go away, blood in your urine, fever and chills, vomiting, urine that smells bad or looks cloudy, burning when urinating. Lithotripsy is a medical procedure that uses shock waves to break up stones in the kidney, bladder, or ureter. After the procedure, the tiny pieces of stones pass out of your body in your urine. The most common type of lithotripsy is extracorporeal shock wave lithotripsy, or ESWL. Extracorporeal means outside the body. High energy shock waves, also called sound waves, pass through the body until they hit the kidney stones and dissolve them. Kidney diseases are also referred to as renal diseases. Inside each kidney, tiny structures called nephrons filter blood and remove waste products and extra water. Damage to the nephrons results in kidney disease and may leave the kidneys unable to remove waste. Usually the damage occurs slowly over years. There are no obvious symptoms. Several conditions can cause kidney damage. You are at risk if you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or if a close member of the family has kidney disease. Diabetic nephropathy. The high blood glucose levels associated with diabetes can damage your kidneys over time. The kidneys act as filters that clean your blood. When they are damaged, the waste and the fluids build up in the blood and the body has no way to rid itself of the waste products. Kidney damage from diabetes is called diabetic nephropathy. An early sign is having small amounts of protein in your urine, which can be detected by a urine test. A blood test can also help determine how well the kidneys are functioning. Kidney failure is also called end-stage renal disease, ESRD, or renal failure. This condition occurs when your body cannot rid itself of harmful waste, the blood pressure rises, the body retains excess fluids, and the body does not make enough red blood cells. Renal dialysis is another treatment for kidney failure. There are two main types of dialysis, hemodialysis and peritoneal dialysis. Both types filter the blood to rid your body of harmful waste, extra salt, and water. Hemodialysis requires a machine. Peritoneal dialysis uses the lining of your abdomen to filter your blood. Treatment for kidney failure also includes a kidney transplant. A transplant is an operation that places a healthy kidney into a patient. The transplanted kidney takes over the work of the two kidneys that have failed. During the transplant, the surgeon places the new kidney in your lower abdomen and connects the artery and the vein of the new kidney to the patient's artery and vein. Often the new kidney will start making urine as soon as the blood starts flowing through it. Sometimes it takes a few weeks to start working. Kidney transplants are one of the most common transplant operations in the United States. One donated kidney is needed to replace the work previously done by two. The donated kidney may be from a living related donor, or a living unrelated donor, or a deceased donor. Wilms tumor is a rare type of kidney cancer that affects children. It is also referred to as nephroblastoma. It causes a tumor on one or both kidneys. Having certain genetic conditions or birth defects can increase the risk of developing Wilms tumor. Children at risk should be followed every 3 months. Symptoms include a lump in the abdomen and blood in the urine. The tumor is usually diagnosed and removed in surgery. Other treatments include chemotherapy, radiation, biologic therapy, or a combination. Most children with Wilms tumor can be cured. Kidney cancer forms in the lining of the tiny tubes inside your kidneys. It happens most often in people over 40. Risk factors include age over 40, having certain genetic conditions, and misusing pain medicine. Symptoms include blood in your urine, a lump in your abdomen, unexplained weight loss, pain in your side, and the loss of appetite. The treatment depends on your age, your overall health, and how advanced the cancer is. It could include surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, or biologic therapy. Kidney cancer is also referred to as renal cancer. The key terms for Unit 12 include cystoscopy, lithotripsy, meatotomy, nephritis, renography, ureterectomy, urethritis.